At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. This is reading practice. So I'm going to be reading the text twice. The first reading is going to be slow, and the second reading is going to be fast. So you can follow along. I will leave the text in the description. That way you can do our shadowing, or you can just repeat yourself and correct the mistakes that you're making while listening to the audio. This is the text about gender roles, so let's start. Modern societies often like to imagine that gender roles are fading into history. Yet, the reality is far more complex. Although many countries have made significant progress in promoting equality, the expectations surrounding masculinity and femininity continue to influence how people behave, what they aspire to, and how they are judged. These expectations operate subtly, shaping choices even when individuals believe they are acting freely. Traditionally, gender roles developed as a response to the survival needs of early human communities. Men were generally assigned tasks requiring physical strength, while women were channeled into roles involving long-term care and social cohesion. While evolutionary psychology explains this as a paradigm division of labor, critics argue that it has been used to justify systems of power that limit general growth. Today, the link between biology and behavior is much more flexible than ancient societies ever imagined. What complicates the issue is the enormous influence of culture. Every society constructs a narrative about what men and women should be. And these narratives become deeply embedded through childhood socialization, media representation, and institutional norms. A boy who cries too easily may be told to man up, while a girl showing up ambition might be labeled too aggressive. These subtle messages form what psychologists call gender scripts, unconscious patterns that guide people toward socially acceptable behavior. Even when individuals reject these expectations, they still encounter resistance from a society that often defends tradition. Yet, modern life demands more adaptable understanding of gender. Economic changes have led to dual-income households, making all division of labor increasingly obsolete. At the same time, research in psychology and neuroscience shows that human behavior is shaped far more by environment and learning than by immutable biology. As a result, many young people feel empowered to define their identity beyond rigid categories, embracing flexibility rather than conformity. However, the debate is far from settled. For some, traditional gender roles offer a sense of stability and cultural continuity, especially in communities that value hierarchy and clearly define responsibilities. Others argue that clinging to these roles prevents societies from addressing deeper issues of inequality and psychological well-being. The tension between these perspectives creates a cultural crossroads. Should we preserve the familiar or embrace transformation? Ultimately, the evolution of gender roles is ongoing, whether societies choose to maintain conventional expectations or redefine them entirely will depend on how they balance values like freedom, stability, equality, and cultural identity. What is clear is that gender, once considered fixed and unquestionable, has become a dynamic space where personal choice and societal norms intersect and often collide. All right, everyone, now we are going to move to the faster reading. Modern societies often like to imagine that gender roles are fading into history, yet the reality is far more complex. Although many countries have made significant progress in promoting equality, the expectations surrounding masculinity and femininity continue to influence how people behave and what they aspire to and how they are judged. These expectations operate subtly, shaping choices even when individuals believe they are acting freely. Traditionally, gender roles develop as a response to universal needs of early human communities. Men were generally assigned tasks requiring physical strength, while women were channeled into roles involving long-term care and social cohesion. While evolutionary psychology explained this as a pragmatic division of labor, critics argue that it has been used to justify systems of power that limits personal growth. Today, the link between biology and behavior is much more flexible than ancient societies ever imagined. What complicates the issue is the enormous influence of culture. Every society constructs a narrative about what men and women should be. And these narratives become deeply embedded through childhood socialization, media representation, and institutional norms. A boy who cries too easily may be told to man up, while a girl showing ambition may be labeled as too aggressive. These subtle messages form what psychologists call gender scripts, unconscious patterns that guide people towards socially acceptable behavior. Even when individuals reject these expectations, they still encounter resistance from a society that often defends tradition. Yet, modern life demands a more adaptable understanding of gender. Economic changes have led to a dual-income household, making the old division of labor increasingly obsolete. At the same time, research in psychology and neuroscience shows that human behavior is shaped far more by environment and learning than by immutable biology. As a result, many young people feel empowered to define their own identity beyond rigid categories, embracing flexibility rather than conformity. However, the debate is far from settled. For some, traditional gender roles offer a sense of stability and cultural continuity, especially in communities that value hierarchy and clearly defined responsibilities. Others argue that clinging to these rules prevents society from addressing deeper issues of inequality and psychological well-being. The tension between these perspectives creates a cultural crossroads. Should we preserve the familiar or embrace transformation? Ultimately, the evolution of gender roles is ongoing. Whether societies choose to maintain conventional expectations or redefine them entirely will depend on how they balance values like freedom, stability, equality, and cultural identity. What is clear is that gender, once considered fixed and unquestionable, has become a dynamic space where personal choice and societal norms intersect and often collide. All right, everybody, that's it for the reading. Now I'm going to try to define the most difficult words in the texts. Here are the most difficult words in the text. Subtly or subtly. Something that is subtle is not obvious or it's indirect. It's done in a way, but it's sort of like hidden. For example, the teacher subtly guided the discussion without taking control. Next one, cohesion. Cohesion is synonymous to unity or connection. If something is cohesive, it is connected. All the parts are connected together. For example, strong family cohesion helps children feel secure. Next one, critics. Critics are people who strongly evaluate or analyze or sometimes criticize, sometimes also challenge ideas. They try to point out the problems and also the weaknesses of your ideas. For example, many critics argue that policy would hurt low-income families. Next one, embedded. Something that is embedded, it's deeply fixed or firmly established. Of course, it has to be inside something. For example, if something is embedded in my head, it's fixed in my head. It's something that I can't change. For example, these beliefs are so embedded that people accept them without questioning. Institutional norms. These are rules, behaviors, and expectations created by systems like schools, governments, and workplace. Example, university institutional norms often shape how students behave, think, and act. Next one, gender scripts. These are unconscious or subconscious behavioral patterns, something that you can't see, which tells men and women how they are supposed to act. It's like, you know, if you have a podcast to record and you have a script, if you have a script written, you usually follow the script. Same thing for this. If you have a gender script, like you follow it. Society tells you what you should and should not do. For example, telling boys not to cry is part of traditional gender scripts. Next one, obsolete. If something is obsolete, it's not relevant, it is not useful, or also outdated. For example, DVDs are becoming obsolete because of online streaming. Next one, immutable. Something that is immutable is unchangeable. It cannot be altered. So altered also something that cannot be changed. No matter what happened, this, if a thing is immutable, it cannot change. Example, some people think human nature is immutable, but research says it evolves. Next one, conformity. Behaving in a way that matches social expectations. Instead of acting individually, you conform to certain rules, right? Example, peer pressure often pushes teenagers toward conformity. Next one, cultural continuity. This is the preservation of tradition, values, and practices across generation. If you want your culture to continue, right, it needs to be preserved, right? Things should not change. So cultural continuity is something that continue to the next generation. For example, languages help maintain cultural continuity in indigenous communities. Crossroads. This is metaphorical. It's a point where a critical decision must be made that will change the future. For example, the company is at a crossroads, innovate or disappear. Next one, conventional. Something that is conventional is based on traditional, widely accepted ways of doing things. So it's like a path that is carved for you. So you have to follow it, follow the convention, right? For example, she rejected the conventional path and pursued a creative career. Next one, to redefine. To define is to explain something. To redefine is to change how something is understood or interpreted. For example, technology continues to redefine how we communicate. Next one, intersect. To intersect is to meet or overlap or cross over each other. For example, culture and identity often intersect, shaping how people see themselves. Last one, to collide. To collide is to hit something. For example, the car collided with the wall, meaning it hit it. But in the text, it was used metaphorically. So to collide is to come into conflict. When two ideas or values strongly oppose, they collide. It's like they actually hit each other. For example, tradition and innovation often collide in modern societies. All right, everybody, that's it for the podcast. Hopefully you learned something from the text. If you have any suggestions about how I go about doing this podcast, of course, write them down in the comment, or you can share them in class. It will be helpful because I try to give you as much English content as possible just to keep you learning on a daily basis. So again, if you have any ideas, please do share them. But yeah, until then, bye.
Oh.